We are learning Maseiach Sharim. We are in Perek Aleph, the paragraph that starts V'hinei Som HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'adam B'makam Shirabim Boy. Says the Maseiach Sharim, V'hinei Som HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'adam B'makam Shirabim Boy Hamarchikim Ma'isai Mimen Yisbarach. Hashem placed man in an area, in a situation, in a place where many try to pull him away from Hashem. If you want to give a mashal, the neshama is like the visiting team. It's something called home field advantage. Home field advantage. We're not going to get into home field advantage, what that means, but we can take that from the mashal. The neshama is the guest. It is ruchnius in a gashmiistic world, in a physical world. So that's what he's saying here. V'hinei somoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam, Hashem placed man b'makom in a place shirabim, many, many situations, many desires, many nisyonos hamarchikim ha'yisoy mimen yisbarach that are set up to pull him away from Hashem. V'heim, what are they? Hataivos hachomrios. The physical desires, chomrius, from the word chomer, physicality. Asher im yomoshech acharehen, hinehu misrachek v'hoylech minatoiv ha'amiti. That if a person distances himself, if he's drawn after them, then he will distance himself from Hashem. Just want to point out that the words of Lashon Kodesh are not just by chance. We have the word chomrius. There's an animal which we call a donkey, which is a chamar. Chamar is a physical beast. It does, what does it do? It schleps, it carries. It's Hashem created this animal to carry a heavy load. It's a heavy animal. It carries heavy loads. It's chomrius. The physicality, that's what it is. The behema, the Maral tells us, is bo ma. It's grazing on the field. It's chewing the grass. The zehu, that's what it is. A sus. I don't remember all the depths of the sus, but the sus is a quick animal. It's quick. In the word sus, this is the part I'm forgetting now, it has this connotation of speed. So here we're saying the chomrius, the chomer, the physicality of this world is what's pulling us towards it. When the closer one gets to the chomrius, the further he gets to from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nimsa. What happens is, continuing the Maseiach Sharim, Shehu musom be'emes b'soich ha'milchoma ha'chazok, a person is placed in a very difficult war. Imagine yourself in the middle on the field, and the enemy is coming from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. You look above, coming down from on top, and there's all those little sections everywhere, every single direction. B'soich ha'milchoma ha'chazok. All aspects of this world. I'm interrupting myself. I want to mention something. It's very important. There's a very big tragedy that can take place by learning a very choshev a sefer incorrectly. By learning a sefer of Maseiach Sharim or any what's called Musar sefer incorrectly can bring a person incorrectly to overreact and state of depression. A person sometimes might think, you know, we just learned something, so he tries to apply it right away. But you know what? If a person learns that's important to lift weights, so what does he do? He walks into a gym, and he sees his dumbbell, right? And he goes to pick it up, and he falls flat on his back. He can't lift 500 pounds. He sees someone else picks it up. So he's, oh, he just did it. I'll do it also. Well, how did that person get to lift 500 pounds? Because day after day, he started at 150, and then 175, and he worked his way up. Eventually, he does 500 pounds. right? So too, a person has to go be madrega, acha madrega, one step after the next step. And make sure that when he learns Sfarim like this, Musa Sfarim like this, or any Sefer, it's bringing him Simcha Sachayim. It's bringing him into the right direction to appreciate how to approach life. Let's continue now. Ki chol inyani ha'olam, all aspects of this world. Bein l'toiv, bein l'ra, whether they are good or whether they are bad. Hineihem nisyonis l'adam, they are challenges, they are tests for mankind. Ha'oini mitzad echod, poverty from one angle. Va'oisher mitzad echod, and wealth is a challenge as well. Ki'inyan she'ama shloima, like Shlomo Melech said in Mishlei, pen esba v'chichashti v'amarti mi Hashem, u'pen evoresh v'genavti. Perhaps I will be esba. Esba is an expression of satiation. Soiveya. V'chichashti, and I will say, v'amarti mi Hashem, who is Hashem? Why is a person who is satiated saying, who is Hashem? Because you know why? If he has the money, he has the wealth, he might say, not that he's openly saying these words, unless he's a person like Paro. When Paro says, "Ani Oiro Liya Sisi, I created it." Not a quote exactly, but Paro is saying, "I created this Lior," or Nebuchadnezzar, or Haman, that these people, according to, they made themselves into what they call themselves a god. We're not talking about something like that. We're talking about a person's mindset in his subconscious, or maybe his conscience. He's confident. He doesn't serve Hashem, he serves his wallet. He serves his bank account. Or rather, he feels his bank account serves him. Pen esba v'chichashti v'amarti mi Hashem. Pen ivarish v'ganavti. Maybe I'll become a rosh, a poor person. V'ganavti, and I'll steal. Hashava mitzad echad v'hayisur mitzad echad. Tranquility is a test, is a challenge. You know why? Because in a person, things are going nice and easy. A person doesn't motivate himself. We just had last week's parasha. I once heard a medrash. Right, after this year, we have a medrash here. I once heard a medrash that there used to be one season. One season, like spring. It's all beautiful, always beautiful. Don't have to worry, put the shovels away, put away the rakes. Now we need to take the rakes out. Nothing's falling down. It was always nice. I don't know what you want. 72 and a half degrees, you know, or I don't know what you want to call it, with a nice breeze constantly blowing. Spring. But the problem was, it wasn't motivating, pushing people to do more. What happens when it's cold outside? You're not taking a leisurely walk. You're moving faster. You're going faster and faster. The shalva, tranquility, can also be a challenge, also nisayin, because it causes a person not to maybe to be so, the nisayin is not to be so motivated. Oh, things are great, and take back, relax. V'hayisurin. What's the challenge of yisurin? The suffering? Person will say, "Where's Hashem? Chas Hashem? Hashem's called my loving father. So where is he? Why am I getting yisurim? Whatever the all different nisyonos. Achenim says hamilchama ilah panim va'ocher. Like we said in the marshal, the challenge nisyonos are front, back, up and down, everywhere. V'imiyel leben chayil v'inatzach hamilchama mikatz tadin. If he will be a good soldier, warrior, and be victorious with this war from all sides. Who yeh ha'adam ha'sholem asher yizkeh lidabek b'bayroi? He will be this adam ha'sholem asher yizkeh that will merit lidabek b'bayroi, to cling to his creator. V'yetzei min ha'prayzder hazeh, and he will leave from this hallway, this meaning this world, olam hazeh, he will leave from this hallway. V'yikoneis, and he will enter Betraklin layar ba'arachayim, into the traklin, into the palace. Olam haba, the world to come, is referred to as the traklin, the palace. The purpose of the hallway is to get from point A to point B, not to stay in the hallway. The purpose of this world is to use it to get to olam haba. And according to the degree, the measure that a person conquers his yetzer hara, his evil inclination, V'ta'avoysov, and his desires. V'nisrachek min ha'marchikim oysoi mehatoiv. And he's able to lessen those hindrances, those disturbances that cause him to distance himself from the good. Nishtadel lidabik boy. At the same time, not only is he putting up his defense, he's putting his attack to come close to Hashem. Nishtadel, he's working lidabik boy to come close to Hashem. So too he will accomplish, he will achieve, he will reach his goal. Yismach boy, and he'll be happy. I just want to point out that we're mentioning here the Proizdor and the Traklin, the hallway of Olam Hazeh, of this world, and the Traklin, Olam Haba, the palace, the world to come, of Avigdor Milodzatzal, would say that Shabbos is a very appropriate time to focus on Olam Haba. It's me'ain Olam Haba. It's like Olam Haba. So my children, they always like to hear about it because Shabbos, they don't go to school. So Olam Haba, you know, won't go to school. That's the, you know, that's, oh, it's the best. Okay. Haskin Asmucha, prepare yourself. But Proizdor, Kadeshi Khanis the Traklin, says the Mishnah. Prepare yourself here in the hallway and you'll be able to come into the Traklin, to the palace. So on Shabbos is a very appropriate time to focus and to discuss and to learn the topics of Olam Haba, of Shabbos, how it is Olam Haba. It's Me'ein Olam Haba. We prepare ourselves all of the 6 days of the week for Shabbos. So too, a person's preparing himself every day of his life for Olam Haba. Vim tamtik oid b'inyan tire ki olam nivra l'shimush ha'adam. If a person delves into this topic further, he will see ki ha'olam nivra l'shimush ha'adam, that the world is created. The world is created to serve man. Sounds so obvious, but in the generation that we live in, you know, no offense to anybody who has a pet, you know, a little goldfish maybe, but I was driving behind this very large van, and it so happens to be that it was in front of me, and every turn I had to take, it was making the same turn first. So for a while, I had the chance to read what it said in the back. It wasn't so much. What is this van? It's a professional license pet grooming. That's one line. The next line, licensed professional CPR for pets. CPR for pets. Okay, I don't know. They have a mask. I don't know how they work things. I don't know what that means. Okay, and they had another statement over there. Sometimes we live in this world, as we just mentioned. There are many things that take us away from Hashem. Just the actual mindset of what's the ikir and what's the tafel. What are we here for? What are we spending our time with? What's the purpose of our lives? Is it to spend our money to put a bow in our poodle's hair? No, once again, I hope nobody has a poodle I'm offending, you know. But or is that what Hashem gives people money for? I'm sorry? Covered Shabbos. So he's saying we have to realize the world was created for Adam, for man. Even Tam think, oh, not everybody knows this. They think the world was created for Adam and Betsy the cow as well, on the same level. We got them all. Ki olam nivra l'shimush adam. Amnam hinehu oimed b'shikul gadol. Man is standing on a, like a balance beam. If a person is nimshach achar ha'olam, is drawn after this world, and distance himself from his creator, he will be miskalkel, he will be ruined, and he will bring the world down with him. But if he uses this world for what it's here for, to serve Hashem, he will elevate himself and he will elevate the world with him. We will stop here for today and we'll continue with the next year. Thank you.